Suppose one of your daughters drove up with her children and had a new car. Well, maybe your daughter and your son-in-law and their whole family drove up in the car, and you didn't know they had a new car, and you said, "Well, my, that's a pretty car. Is that
yours?"
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't do anything else, because if you drive, wouldn't be bound to be there. Somebody else across wouldn't do it.
Would you ever hear anybody around here say, "Is that y'all's car?" Is that?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose you do quite often. I do. As a matter of fact, I say it all the time to my wife. What about, suppose you met this friend of yours came over and said, "Well, today downtown I met so-and-so that you hadn't seen in a long time, and he told me all the news, and we talked for a long while, and so you're anxious to know what he said, so you say, "Well, tell me, what, tell me."
What to do? What only have to say?
Yeah. What kind of bread did your mother make when you
made biscuit and cornbread and liquors, and cooked it in a skillet on the fire.
All kinds of it?
Yes.
Is that right?
I had a great big, what you call spire, and it had legs on it, something like that.
Yeah.
And you put coals under it, and then you had your bread ready to put in there, and you had an iron top went on it that had a rim around it, stood up like this. Then you put coals on top of that. And it's baking
there.
It's good. Oh.
Getting on that. Yeah, that's the truth, you know. I had some cornbread last night at a place just, between here and Louisville somewhere,
yeah.
I don't know. But it was about the sorriest cornbread I've had in a long time. Well, did you make several kinds of cornbread? I mean, several kinds of bread out of cornmeal.
Yeah, they made some that rolled up like that and leave the handprints on it. And then they made other thin, and it would cut it like you would a cake.
Oh, yeah.
And then we had a...
What did you call that?
Call it, let's see. What do you call that? They had the handprints on it.
Cornbread bone, wasn't it?
Yeah, cornbread bone, that's right.
Yeah.
Cornbread bone. And the other, they just put it in thin and then slice it down like it would cake.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had stoves, we had what's called muffins. We make little muffins, you know. And the big old iron muffins. Of course, you couldn't cook them on fireplace.
Well, what kind of bread did you make with flour then? Besides biscuits.
A light bread and
pancakes.
And pancakes and cake or pie or anything. Now they could cook what's called cobbler in these on the fireplace that way, you know. But they didn't make the pies, fancy pies like they have today. But they put the dough down in there and put your food in and cover it up, put that kettle on, a top on, and bake it. They call them cobblers.
Those cobblers, well, that's one of the best kind of pie I know. You always put a bottom crust on it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Some people don't put any bottom crust. They just put a top crust over it.
Yeah, yeah. They will put bottom.
Well, what about the pastry that is round and got a hole in the middle? What do you call that?
Donuts.
Well, now, what about the kind made out of the same sort of material, but it's long and twisted like this?
Oh, that's complicated.
Coffee cakes?
That's what we call them at home. Of course, now the bakery might call them different. But when we was baking them at home, well, that's the way we call them.